From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Pope Francis delivered his traditional Christmas message today. In it, he called for a two-state solution to find peace in the Middle East and prayed the confrontation can be overcome on the Korean Peninsula. The pontiff's Christmas message has become an occasion for popes to survey suffering in the world and press for solutions. Russian election officials on Monday formally barred Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running for president next year. They say he is ineligible because of a past criminal conviction. Navalny claims the conviction was politically motivated. He has called for a boycott of the March election and is appealing the decision. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won praise from a leading Democrat, and the sanctions were voted into action on Friday by the Security Council, and they are limiting imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast through its Amaq news agency. Today's bombing comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on National Directorate of Security training facility in Kabul. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com or get our mobile app. It's news at your fingertips 24 hours a day. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Pakistan allowed